Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here in sunny Southern California, although it's time to head east, southeast, to Miami, Florida. Paxton Quigley's bringing it one more time here with Cannabis Healing. Good morning, Paxton.
Well, good day, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Well, this year's 420 celebrations, which took place all around the country, including a huge rally in Washington, D.C., and a fabulous concert in Miami that starred Ziggy Marley, that's Bob Marley's son, and in Denver, the fast food restaurant, Carl's Jr., it tested out for the day a new cannabis burger that had sauce infused with CBD. Folks, it's clear to me that cannabis culture has a place in American society across all walks of life. And CBD, that's the non-psychoactive cannabis derivative, it's showing up in everything from bath bombs to pet treats, and it's being sold at mainstream retailers and drugstore chains like CVS and Walgreens. Hence the 420 celebrations. I think cannabis is here to stay, so we might as well embrace it. And little by little, our professional medical societies, they're catching up, and they're recognizing the benefits of cannabis for treating a variety of illnesses, which we have been reporting on. For example, for the first time in its 62-year history, the Parkinson's Foundation is publicly discussing medical marijuana as a treatment for Parkinson's disease, the symptoms of it. Now, Parkinson's affects 1 million Americans and 10 million people worldwide, and there are no cures. Now, there was an online survey that was circulated among physicians who treat Parkinson's disease, and it was found that 80% of their patients had used cannabis to treat their symptoms. And nearly 95% of the doctors polled said they'd been asked by their patients for a doctor's recommendation to use medical marijuana. So I guess the results of this survey inspired the Parkinson's Foundation to organize a conference in Denver, Colorado in March. And the conference brought together researchers and clinicians from all over the world, and they discuss ways to study the therapeutic potential of cannabis to treat the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Not a cure, but the symptoms. So today, Cannabis Healing Radio has the honor of speaking with one of the physicians at the University of Colorado in Denver who's been studying Parkinson's for many years, Dr. Maureen Leahy. She's a neurologist, a movement disorder specialist, and division chief for the Movement Disorders Program at the University of Colorado, Denver. Dr. Leahy, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you.
And how are you today?
I am good, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Now, I would like to ask you if you can tell our listeners a bit about the conference that was held at the University of Colorado, Denver, in conjunction with the Parkinson's Foundation.
Sure. It was very interesting. There was probably about 30, 40 people there. We were all gathered to discuss how our patients with Parkinson's disease are starting to, are taking a lot of cannabis and different types of cannabis products. And what we really wanted to do was figure out how to advise our patients. There was a variety of different specialists there. There were other neurologists like me. There were patients that have Parkinson's that were taking cannabis, and representatives from the news and the different cannabis businesses. And there was a lot of input from everyone. So I think we made some good progress.
I wanted to ask you some more questions. Now, for the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, how does cannabis help alleviating them?
Yes.
What does it do?
Yeah. Well, the symptoms of Parkinson's, most people know about the motor symptoms. And the motor symptoms, particularly that's noticeable, is a tremor. It's a tremor that occurs at rest when a person is just sitting there. And then people with Parkinson's...
When you say tremor, does that mean their hands are shaking, or is it their head, or is it the whole body?
It's usually mostly the hand, and sometimes it's the leg, mostly the hand. And then they also have a slowness. Their face becomes a little bit masked, and all their movements are slow. Their posture is a little bit stooped. Step size is slow. Balance is affected. And then they also feel rigid. So it's these motor symptoms that people see, but it's actually, there's a lot more symptoms that folks with Parkinson's have to deal with. They have difficulty with cognition. Some of them just have a little bit of slow thought, but in later stages of disease, they often have significant cognitive problems with dementia. They also have a number of psychiatric symptoms, such as anxiety and depression, and even hallucinations as the disease progresses. Most of them have trouble with sleep, and a lot of them have an abnormal sleep pattern where they act out their dreams, such to the point where their partners that are in bed with them can't even stay in the bed. They have to move to a different bed.
Oh, my goodness. Now, can you tell us some of the anecdotal responses that these patients have reported to their doctors when they use medical cannabis? What are they saying?
Yeah, for example, one of my patients that told me early on, it was in about 2014 that the dispensary started opening in Colorado, and so patients have gotten fairly sophisticated in our state of Colorado. And one of the early patients was describing how he has young onset Parkinson's, and so with him, when he would get on his bike to exercise, his foot would twist in, and that was a symptom of his Parkinson's. So he found that if he would vape some THC about 10 minutes before he got onto the bike, that his foot would not twist in and he could exercise much more effectively. He also found that that it made him a little bit unfocused, though, so that after he got off the bike, he would have to give himself about an hour before he tried to really focus on his work.
Any other reported experiences?
Yeah. Many of my patients tell me that they have improvement with their sleep and that they feel more relaxed. Anxiety is a big problem with Parkinson's, and it does seem to help them to relax. Some patients have told me that it reduces their tremor. I had a patient the other day who was taking 125 milligrams of CBD in the form of hemp a day, and then also adding about 5 to 10 milligrams of THC as an edible at night. And that combination reduced her tremor quite significantly and helped her sleep.
How interesting. Now, since Parkinson's basically affects, shall we say, an elderly population, are there any issues that people who want to experiment on their own should be aware of? For example, an inexperienced person whose cannabis consumption may result in a cognitive response like a foggy brain or a foggy mind, let's say. You know, what do you suggest for them to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's one of the concerns is that, you know, with Parkinson's, then folks already do have these cognitive problems and balance problems. And the THC component, if a person gets high, then they might have more thinking problems and more balance problems. And also, it can cause worse anxiety. And it can also, it's known that THC can exacerbate hallucinations. And that's a frequent problem with at least later stages. So the elderly population needs to be careful with the THC part. The CBD part, however, is known to reduce hallucinations, and it also there's some data to suggest that it reduces the acting out of dreams at night and that it helps anxiety. So the CBD part of marijuana is likely to be quite helpful in Parkinson's, and I've been doing some formal studies in that regard.
Well, Dr. Leahy, it's wonderful to hear from you. This is a very important topic, and I hope when you have more information, we can have you on again. Do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes. It's University of Colorado Movement Disorders.org.
Good. Well, thank you very much for being with Cannabis Healing today.
Certainly.
Thank you again. And to all our Cannabis Healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. Please find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn just by searching Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy and balanced, and please stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.